Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It is our fall membership drive today. Kicks off today. We'll talk about that more in just a few minutes. But first, it's never too late to make more of your financial situation. But how you do so depends on many factors. And sometimes it feels like too many, and you just drop the whole idea. Joining us now to make sense of personal finance post-recession 2008, and while they hash things out in Washington, is Jonathan Pond. Known as America's financial planner, Jonathan has devoted a good stretch of his career to public media audiences on television and radio, helping them make the most of their money. His book is available only to public broadcasting audiences. It's called Money Smarts: Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. And welcome back to the show, Jonathan.
Thank you for having me back, Ann.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. And as I said earlier, this is our fall membership drive. Remember, listener support is the foundation of our budget. Please make your pledge right now at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. For a pledge of $5 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $60, we'll send you Jonathan Pond's book, Money Smarts. The subtitle of the book is Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. And for that pledge of $5 a month as a sustaining member, you get a book that you cannot find in bookstores and you cannot order online. But you can get it right now. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Well, as I said, Jonathan Pond, welcome back to the show. It's great to hear from you.
Well, it's wonderful to update what's going on financially in our financial markets for the WOSU audience. And, you know, there are many, many changes going on. People out there sometimes say, oh, you know, our kids are never going to live as well as we are. I've been at this business long enough, and actually well over 300 years, it seems, sometimes. I've heard this so many times. Oh, our kids are, you know, they're just not going to live like us. Oh, we're going to starve in retirement. Oh, woe is me. Well, you know, there has been some hurt out there, but part of my objective always has been to show people that, yes, they can achieve financial security. And there are simple things you can do, and perhaps not listen to those who are out there trying to sell you something, you know, some financial product that you can't understand. Pond's basic rule here is, if it can't be explained to you in your satisfaction in one sentence, don't buy it. So there are I'm not going to buy people's arguments, it's too late, or, you know, I'm too young, I can't save any money. This is not the right attitude to have, and people can improve their financial future by making some small changes in the way they the way they live. It's interesting. I walk to work. I love it.
I thought you drove a 100-year-old Volvo.
Well, that thing is barely running, and that may be one reason I walk to work. But it's a tough situation with my Volvo, but I'm still holding on to it. It's and I went by a place today that I go by every day. This was around 6:30 this morning, and I won't mention the name of it. I will say it's two syllables, starts with star. It's a coffee place, and they were lined up. It was cold here in Boston. They were lined up, probably 20 people outside the front door of this anonymous place, and I'm sitting there saying, you know, it's bad enough you're spending $5 for something. But to stand in line for that and maybe risk catching pneumonia, I just can't figure it out. I did something recently to appeal to young people. I haven't published it yet, but I will. And I do want to mention, the first place I'll publish it is in my weekly email newsletter, Ponderings, which I'll be happy to offer a one-year free subscription to anybody who supports WOSU during this time we have together, this hour, at any level for the other thank you gifts. I'll be happy to send it, but I will publish it. And it basically shows how much making a couple of changes in your financial life, basically avoiding the overpriced coffee and maybe taking your coffee to work. Oh, isn't that a dynamite suggestion? And the second thing is bring your lunch to work. And I calculated the average savings of this. And if for the younger listeners out there, or if you've got younger people in your life, as most of us do, you know, you start doing this in your 20s, and it's hundreds of thousands of dollars that you save over the decades. And even if you start to get religion on this in your 50s, it's going to help change your financial future. Just a couple of small changes, for heaven's sakes. I'm not suggesting that you starve, but make a couple of changes, and it can make an impact. So the whole mantra here, and we're going to talk a lot about this in this hour, is learning to live beneath your means, and investing those savings smartly. And also, I want to get on the other subjects. You know, you got to do, you know, get the right kind of insurance at the right price. You have to minimize your taxes. You have to take time planning your estate. Everything you do in your financial life, whatever your age, even if you're retired already, is geared toward a better financial future. And, I love to drive around in old cars. Somebody recently told me that they spent $30,000 on a car, thinking I would be impressed with their frugality. And I said, you know, in the Pond family, that would buy five cars. But anyway, we're going to have some fun.
This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides with Ann Fisher. Joining us this morning is financial advisor Jonathan Pond with our thank you gifts for this hour. The best deal we are offering right now is the Jonathan Pond Combo. For a pledge of just $20 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $240, you will receive Jonathan's book, Money Smarts, and the Money Smarts Financial Planner, and the Money Smarts Investment Planner. It's a great deal for $20 a month. We'll talk about it in just a few minutes. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. These thank you gifts we are talking about today are only available to people who support public broadcasting. This is the only way to take advantage of what you are hearing about today. Don't wait. Call now while Jonathan Pond is on the air. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Now, Jonathan, let's talk about the Money Smarts Financial Planner. That seems like a struggle for a lot of people, but it's a lot of questions that they already know the answers to. It's just putting it all together.
That's right. It's a questionnaire that you can fill out on paper and send it to me, or you can fill it out online and email it to us. And if you email it, we don't even need to know your name and address. I wouldn't have been doing this now for 21 years on public broadcasting if I were violating confidentiality. But some people are quite justifiably concerned about it. And, and if you email it, as most of the WOSU audience does, I don't even need to know your name or your address. And you fill out the questionnaire, you'll receive a report. Usually within a few days, you receive a report that is one of a kind. It covers all areas of your financial life. This is the Money Smarts Financial Planner. It has been the most popular thank you gift in the history of public broadcasting. And it's a neat tool that it covers all areas of your financial life that are important to you. Getting the right kind of debt at the right price, not letting it, letting your debt manage you. Getting the right kind of insurance at the right price. Investing wisely, ways to save, the best retirement plans to contribute to. College savings if you've got kids that you have to educate. Join the band there. If you don't have kids you need to educate, these are truly one of a kind. It doesn't waste your time with these issues.
A lot of it can be validation. A lot of people with their personal finances, they're insecure. You know, I was going to ask you, how do you know when you can trust someone like you? And that's scary for a lot of people.
I have been getting some they're kind about it, but I have been accused quite recently, actually, of trying to put the big financial institutions out of business? And my response is, if you are doing such a good job, why are the majority of people who fill out these questionnaires, who are members of their local stations, why do they already have financial advisors? Can you imagine that? They're looking for a second opinion, and I think, you know, it's worthwhile getting a second opinion, and this happens to be a very cost-effective one. And there's a new feature to the Money Smarts financial planner that has literally just become available, and we're excited about it. But what it does is it periodically sends you an email after you receive your report encouraging you, that's the word we use, encouragers, encouraging you to do something which I felt was a particular shortcoming in your financial life. You're not saving enough. You lack a certain kind of insurance.
In other words, do something.
Do something, and they're, you know, they're very gentle. You're not getting them all the time. You get them every 2 or 3 weeks over the course of almost a year. And it also provides some updates or on things that are going on, like with the Affordable Care Act, for those that seem to be particularly needful of that kind of coverage. And it's so you're with old Jonathan. I guess you can unsubscribe, but you're with nobody has, but this has just started out. For a year, and I'm gentle, and I'm not sitting there telling you your situation's a mess, because it never is, in my opinion. And I think it's going to be very compelling for people, and I strongly encourage those of you who are like me and are up there in years, not like my young friend Anne here, but if you've got kids who are young adults, what a great way to show them that you're concerned about their financial future, and you might give the Money Smarts Financial Planner as a gift for them, because it can make a big difference in their lives. And I know in the past some WOSU members are, you know, taking the package or a couple of the packages and distributing them among their progeny. Hey, if you can make them financially well, better off, maybe they won't move back in with you.
Right, exactly. Call 1-866-897-9678 and make a pledge of $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120 and pick up the Money Smarts Financial Planner, which is your personal finance report. We've just been talking about it, done by Jonathan Pond. You'll find out, you'll fill out a short questionnaire, and then Jonathan Pond will send you a personalized financial planner. Plus, you'll also get Jonathan's book. That is for a pledge of $10 a month as a sustaining member or a one-time gift of $120. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Get your finances back on track in this changed economy. For a pledge of $20 a month as a sustaining member, you'll receive Jonathan Pond's newest book, A Personalized Financial Planner, and a Personalized Investment Planner. That's at $20 a month or a one-time gift of $240 online at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. And I want to say thanks to David Schrute in Sugar Grove. Thanks a lot, David, for your support. And also thanks to George McVeigh in Marysville. Thanks to both of you. Different ends of Central Ohio showing their support for WOSU right at the same time. So make the call right now, 1-866-897-9678, and join, I guess, kind of the club, because it's a membership. So it's a membership that keeps on giving back to you. You know, you mentioned so your kids don't move back in with you. About 3 in 10 Americans ages 25 to 34 are living with their parents to save money or because they are unemployed. And I'm talking to a lot of parents these days because I am in that age group of people who have young adults. And they're like, I'd rather have them as long as they can work out an agreeable, agree on the finances. It's something you should talk with your kids about. You just don't let them live with you. You work out a deal with them.
It is something where they should pay rent. They should do their laundry. They should help buy groceries. Here's something, I'm so glad you bring this up, Ann, because this is a good case in point on the information we hear. And, you know, it's wonderful for me to make light of it, like Pond's Law of Bedrooms. The more bedrooms you have in your house, the more likely it is somebody's going to be living with you, one of your younger family members. A study came out recently, you know, and the headline was, you know, record numbers of young adults living with their parents. Right now, it's 36% are living, you said a third, roughly
yeah.
a third,
yeah.
36%. 20 years ago, it was 32%.
Hmm.
So this is not an uncommon occurrence. This isn't a sea change in the way family patterns are set up. But your point is very good. You know, there has to be some pain suffered. Otherwise, they may say, "Hey, I got a good deal here. This is the best situation I could ever be in," and mm-hmm. they want to try to make it a permanent position. So they should help with it, and when the time comes that they can be independent, they should be strongly encouraged to move out.
I want to encourage our listeners, if you have a question or comment for Jonathan Pond, give us a call, 614-292-8513. You can also email us at allsides@wosu.org or check out our Facebook page, post your question or comment there. Once again, the number to call for a question or comment is 614-292-8513. Now, if you want to make that show of support, 1-866-897-9678. Some of us are older parents who will be in their early 60s or older when their children graduate from college. Assuming the usual time frame, should they look at retirement savings differently?
The parents, you mean?
Yes.
Well, you know, part of the issue there is there can be a strong temptation if you're over 59 and a half and you got a child in college to tap into your retirement plans, which you can do without penalty, to help pay for college expenses. That, I think, is a big no-no. The main situation there, and geez, you know, these are great questions. I couldn't have done better if I'd planted them with you. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Jonathan.
The issue there is that every year you don't contribute to your plans, you know, retirement plan at work, 401k, 403b, TSA, whatever, and your IRAs is a year you can't make up. It's use it or lose it every year. And you don't want to sacrifice your financial future, particularly if, as many have, you know, are getting up there in years, you had the baby business later in life, mm-hmm. and your retirement is looming. You got to contribute to those, even if it means that the child has to go into hock. Now, some people say, I hate for my kid to borrow for college and be saddled with these loans. I see so many people who have done the right thing. They have contributed to their plans, and their kids have borrowed for their education loans. And later on, they can help them pay it off.
Mm-hmm.
But don't forego your retirement contributions on the altar of college. College is important. Another misnomer going forward, you know, who needs college anymore? It's like people say, well, renting is better than buying. For some people it is, but for most people it isn't. You should be a homeowner, for heaven's sakes. I'd hate to think, you know, I would be in my 80s and 70s and 80s paying rent unless I have a good rental situation, or unless that's a lifestyle decision I've made.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have a home that I own free and clear. If you can retire without debt, and that's one thing both your Money Smarts financial planner and your Money Smarts investment planner are going to provide guidance, is whittling down your debt so that you don't you don't suffer financially when you retire. People who retire debt-free, it's hard not to have a good retirement. People who retire with a lot of debt, it's hard to have a good retirement. It's as simple as that. And I do hope, as I go on, and I apologize, I love to talk about these wonderful tools that WOSU is offering. I am a middle child, so I gather that's an excuse for my loquacious condition. But please call 866-897-9678. Take advantage of the sustainer level, $20 a month or $240, to receive all of these thank you gifts: the Money Smarts Financial Planner, Money Smarts Investment Planner, my new book, Money Smarts, which I'll be happy to sign for you, and, of course, pledging anywhere from the $5 a month level to the $20 a month level, I'll be happy. All I need is, and we have a little device for you, let us know your email address, and I'll send you a one-year subscription to Ponderings, my weekly email newsletter.
These thank you gifts we're talking about today are only available to people who support public broadcasting. This is the only way to take advantage of what you are hearing about today. Don't wait. Call now while Jonathan Pond is on the air. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Thanks to Barbara Anderson in Columbus and Tom Thompson in Columbus. Thanks so much for all your support of WOSU 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher. Hey, Bo in Columbus, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. I think you have a question for Jonathan that he will love to hear.
Yes, I am a college student, and I was wondering what are some tips about saving money
while you're in college?
While you're in college. It's so wonderful to hear this, and I have spoken to a few colleges. I was most recently out at Kent State, at Ohio State, and love to speak with the students and see their enthusiasm. If you can just start saving a little bit, if you have any income, contribute the money to a Roth IRA for a good reason. The Roth IRA, first of all, will allow you to withdraw the money about 70 years from now, whatever, and it'll be tax-free. But the nice thing about young people doing Roth IRAs, and I encourage my children, which means I force them to contribute to Roth, even if it's a small amount, you can use that money later on as a down payment for a house. And so whatever you can put away, do so. Put it into an investment account rather than a bank account. And your Money Smarts financial plan, or the Money Smarts investment planner, will give you some tips of the kinds of investments you can make for as little as a few hundred dollars and invest literally just like the billionaires invest. You can do that with certain kinds of mutual funds, balanced mutual funds, they're called. They're under various names, allocation funds. And you can take $500 and invest it just like the big shots do, and you'll be well on your way. Once you get into the habit of living beneath your means, it's something that tends to work in your favor, because you'll always do that. Now, let me ask you one question, if I may. Do you have parents or grandparents or people in your family who are, you know, reasonably well off, not rich, but well off?
Hable?
I'm actually like a second generation immigrant student.
Well, that's all the more where I give you my strong encouragement. The reason I bring this up, the best thing you can do for a younger generation family member is to help them when they're in college, or maybe when they get their first job, help them make a contribution to a retirement plan, whether it's their workplace plan or an IRA. Even if you, and I'm talking to the parents now or grandparents, even if it's just a couple of hundred dollars, that sends a message to these young millennials that I, as a parent or grandparent, think it's so important to put money away for a retirement. I'm helping you with this. And these lessons are lasting. The best way you can inculcate financial responsibility in your children is not by an allowance. It's not by, you know, showing them how to invest. It's just the parents' overall approach to money. Hmm. Parents who are financially responsible have children who are financially responsible. And it's interesting that this is brought up, because the Money Smarts financial planner asks a couple of questions. Do you have dependent children? If so, what are their ages? Or do you have children who are out of the nest? And it provides guidance like this. And it, you know, what I do, I look at your overall financial situation and I say, you know, based upon your income and your investments, you could probably spare a few bucks to help these kids out. So that's the kind of encouragement I give to everyone. These planners never talk down to you. They talk, they help you understand your situation, whatever your financial situation might be, and it gives you encouragement. Some of the things I hear from people, you know, my financial planner, my investment planner is so hopeful, so helpful, so understandable. And that's what I've tried to do. This is 25 years of effort on my part, and people love it, and I think they're going to really like the fact that I periodically goad them into making a decision about getting a will. I'll send an email, say, you know, you got a couple of kids. It's doubly important for you to have a will. So get cracking.
Hey, Bo, thanks for that great question, and good luck in college and saving. Thanks for your call. Thanks to Nancy Armstrong in Columbus for showing her support for 89.7 NPR News. You know, All Sides with Dan Fisher is here on 89.7 NPR News. Thanks to listener support like Nancy Armstrong and Tom Thompson and Barbara Anderson. Listeners like you and like them giving what they can to support this programming. The conversations you hear on this show are unique to public radio. Keep the conversation going by making a pledge. Right now, go online to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Again, 1-866-897-9678. This is 89.7 NPR News, and it's our fall membership drive. The best deal we are offering this hour is at $20 a month as a sustainer, because you get everything. You get to support public radio, and you get Jonathan Pond's book, Money Smarts, and the Money Smarts Financial Planner, and the Money Smarts Investment Planner, and, as Jonathan has described, the monthly newsletter, Ponderings, that he puts out, which I enjoy. Those items are offered only to public radio listeners like you. Visit WOSU.org. Or call 1-866-897-9678. For just $10 a month as a sustaining member, a one-time gift, or a one-time gift of $120, you can pick up the Money Smarts Investment Planner and have Jonathan Pond give your personalized investment advice. Pick the pledge level that works for you. That's something that Jonathan will always advise. $5, $10, or $20 a month as a sustaining member. And remember, every dollar helps 89.7 NPR News and helps keep the award-winning All Sides with Dan Fisher on the air. Visit WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Jonathan, I guess we just keep along in the same I don't know why I'm on this groove right now, but I do know you prefer people spend their money instead of worrying about leaving it behind.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Retire rich and die destitute. you know, that makes for a nice soundbite. But a part of the reason I say help them out with their IRAs and their 401ks or whatever is that's the most important legacy. You rather than passing on a wad of money to these people, and it's a it shouldn't cost a lot of money to do it, but only if you can afford it, and then you can be comfortable in your retirement and not think about, well, we better starve ourselves so that you know, little Jack and Jill, who are in their 50s, can get a nice inheritance. That doesn't make any sense. And by the way, Jack or Jill, you should be encouraging your parents to spend it, to enjoy life, rather than pass it on. And there are things you can do with respect to your spending and your investing when you're retired to not only improve your income in retirement, but you can also eventually, probably as a result, pass the money on. The tools that I'm offering, the Money Smarts Financial Planner and the Money Smarts Investment Planner, are completely different. There are no two of these alike. They're completely different for retirees, and fully a third of the people who take advantage of this, and I know this because they fill out questionnaires. I don't know who they are, but I know their responses. And a third of them are retired already. Old Jonathan doesn't, like most of the financial services industry, think that your financial life goes away after you retire. You have a lot of challenges, and that's what we have to do. I mean, we had a college student earlier. We have the age range now of people who have completed these reports, and the only way they can is by being members of their station. The range in age now is 18 to 99. So it's really gratifying to me. I mean, I get so enthused about this when I discuss it. It has been a major part of my life, but I have made a difference in so many people's lives. I get letters and notes for people. What a great wedding gift, one of them said. Now that we have our Money Smarts guidance, there's no stopping us. I saved over $11,000 in commissions. Thank you, Money Smarts. So that's the kind of encouragement, because it is. I work so hard on this, but I get that kind of thank you, mm-hmm. and it just sustains me. I really hope you'll call. There are two reasons to call here. The most important one is to support WOSU. I mean, we'll talk about investments, and I'll talk about the dividend-paying stocks are a good, nice, safer investment in this kind of crazy market we're in. And they pay dividends four times a year. WOSU pays dividends every day of the year in the form of great broadcasting. And they are amply deserving of your support. And I am doing my best to encourage you to pick up the phone, 866-897-9678. Or I think you can even pledge online. Is that right, Ann?
WOSU.org is where to go to make your pledge. You can find out more details about our thank you gifts, whether you pledge online or give us a call at 1-866-897-9678. Where one of the things happening right now is we have real live volunteers who are manning the phone lines just two walls away from me. I mean, they're real Central Ohioans who give us their time. This is one of the ways they give back to WOSU. So they're sitting over there right now waiting to talk to you. Thanks to Glenn Perry in Newark, and thanks to Christine Rudin in Columbus. Give them a call, 1-866-897-9678, and show your support for WOSU.org. And I'm being asked if we have mentioned the $5 a month for the and a sustaining giver for the book, and I'm not sure. A pledge level this hour's ranges from $5 a month to $10 a month to $20 a month. At the $5 a month level, you get the Jonathan Pond's book, Money Smarts: Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. That's the pledge of $5 a month. As a sustaining member, you get a book you cannot find in bookstores and you can't order online. So,
and at the $10, sometimes people are saying, well, I'm not sure which report I need, and maybe I'm not in a position to pledge at the $20 level. And so at the $10 level, you can take advantage of either the Money Smarts Financial Planner, which deals with all levels of your financial life, or the Money Smarts Investment Planner, where I take an in-depth look at your investing, and I suggest how you should diversify your investments, so crucial. I recommend specific funds just for you. If, as many of you are, you're Ohio residents, and I think you should be investing in Ohio municipal bonds, I recommend Ohio municipal bonds to you, municipal bond mutual funds. And I also show you the best places to invest your money. Some people say, well, is a Roth IRA better than my 401k? I get enough information to be able to say which of these is preferable to you in your planning. So at the $10 a month level or at a $120 pledge, you can take advantage of the investment planner if you want me to take an in-depth look at your investing, mm-hmm. or the financial planner. But I would hope that you might consider stepping up to a wonderful show of support, the sustainer level at the at $20 a month.
Where you get the whole kit and caboodle.
That's correct.
Thank you to Renee Page in Columbus and Michelle Kennedy in Columbus. Thanks for making an investment in your public media, public radio, WOSU programming on 89.7 NPR News. Thank you so much for your support. Once again, the number to call for that is 1-866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org and make your pledge right now. Noel in Columbus, you're on the air with Jonathan Pond. Welcome to the show, Noel.
Hey, hi, Ann. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi.
Hi. Just quick question. In terms of 401k, mainly this question is about 401k.
Uh-huh.
How much should I contribute on my 401k in respective of my debt ratio versus my income? Let's say I'm making $65,000 a year and my debt ratio is about 5% or less than 5%. Let's say 5% mainly.
Mm-hmm.
How much should that contribute to my 401k?
Okay. That's a very common issue, Noel, and I do address that in the reports based on your situation. But in essence, I would suggest it's important to pay down debt, but it's also important to put money away for the future. And also, putting money away for the future is a lot more fun than paying down debt. So depending upon – I would slice up the money I have available into thirds. And if you have a lot of debt and it's kind of weighing you down, I'd put two-thirds of the money toward the debt and one-third toward the 401k. If, on the other hand – You're making steady progress in your debt. You're not losing sleep over it. You're going to get it paid off fairly soon. And I'm talking about non-mortgage debt now. We could talk about mortgages later. But if you're okay on the debt and it's not really high interest debt, I would put two-thirds towards my retirement savings, 401k, maybe IRA, and or in your instance, a Roth IRA. And the other third to pay down the debt. Now, a lot of people in the business criticize me because, you know, they say, well, you should just pay down debt. You're paying interest on it. Pay down debt. You know, I'm not a sensitive guy. I was originally a CPA. We're not terribly sensitive, but I just feel it's important psychologically to be putting money away for the future, and even if it takes longer to pay down the debt. It's as simple as that. And I've been both cursed and praised for my opinion about that. But that's a wonderful question, and I thank you, sir, for it.
Thank you, Noel, for the call. If you have a question for Jonathan Pond, you can call us at 614-292-8513. You can also email us at allsides@wosu.org or check out our Facebook page and post your question or comment there. We have just about 17 minutes left in the hour. If All Sides is something that you listen to every day, if you turn to it on a regular basis, maybe you're into Tech Tuesday or Wellness Wednesday. Maybe you enjoy All Sides Weekend with our other our guest hosts who bring you the news about where to eat and where to go and what to do. And Local Music with Eric French is our newest program. If that stuff's important to you, if what you're hearing now is important, give us a call and show us with your support. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. You know, 89.7 NPR News, we're dedicated to bringing you in-depth local news. We have an award-winning news team. We have this award-winning show. It's a two-hour local call-in show. This program is only possible with listener support. You hear in-depth features on the issues that impact life in Central Ohio from our news department, and you hear conversations on the topics that matter to you when you listen to All Sides. We bring you interviews with newsmakers from across the country and in your own backyard. So support the programming that keeps you connected. Go online to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678 and keep me in a position to have the privilege of talking to you now and talking to you every day by way of 89.7 NPR News. In your questionnaires, one thing we should point out, you ask about partners as well as spouses. How should unmarried partners conduct their financial lives, especially partners who are not allowed to legally marry and enjoy the benefits of that contract?
This is a good example of how complex my analysis has to be. I devoted, because of the changes in the various laws pertaining to same-sex couples, married or single, different sex couples who were simply living together, I wanted them to get the best advice I possibly could. This is so complicated that we have to look at the zip code. You know, even though I don't need your address, I do need your zip code. Your zip code to be able to indicate if there are specific regulations to residents of, say, Columbus, Ohio, because many of them have. I am trying to provide something that will give you the guidance you need depending on your situation. And you know, the situation with partnered couples can be complex. I have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And we do deal with it. And I have to say to those of you that there has been, I have been devoting so much time to this I've got something now that shows what happens if you die without a will in your specific state. It is enormously challenging to put that together, but I'm just sustained by it because I go on stations like WOSU and the members are so supportive of the station. So I have to do the best I can for the members, but. It's those of you who have pledged in the past, I would suggest, if you can, step up again to the plate here at WOSU, and you'll be amazed at the depth of analysis in your reports versus just a year ago, and not to mention the fact that your situation has changed. One reason these have been so popular, Anne, is that many people, every year or every couple of years, as part of their support of their station, take advantage of these again. And because their situation has changed, the markets, the economy has changed, the content has changed. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I just hope you'll call in now at whatever level makes sense to you. And I should add, I'll be happy to send you a one-year subscription to my weekly e-newsletter, Ponderings. Comes out every Monday morning. But what you need to do, because I think we have less than 15 minutes left.
Right, we have just about 13 minutes.
Call 866-897-9678. The time to call is right now. I pick up my toys and take them away. You're not going to be able to call and say, hey, you know, I heard about this on WOSU. The people here will be very polite. But they'll say, no, I'm sorry. Maybe next time.
Thanks to Barbara Gala this time. Barbara Gala in Columbus. Love your last name. Thanks for your support for 89.7 NPR News and WOSU. We have an email from a listener. They write, suppose someone has a reasonable amount of cash that will be needed in a year or two. Local bank money market accounts are famously paying zero interest.
Mm-hmm.
Ditto some mutual fund money market options. Is there anything that is less bad right now for short-term interest?
Yeah, that's a tough issue. And it's very if the money absolutely, positively needs to be made and you can't afford to risk losing any of it, you pretty much have to hold your nose. There is a category of mutual fund, and you'll have them in your Money Smarts investment report, called floating rate bond funds, and they could probably give you 2 or 3%. Unusual kind of bond fund. Actually, the the price of them increases if interest rates increase, and they've been rising lately. So they work kind of the opposite of the typical bond fund. There are also some moderate allocation funds. Again, they will be in your report. And the funds I recommend for the listener would be different than the funds I'd recommend to Ann or the funds I recommend to your neighbor or your bridge partner, because everyone's situation is different. This is why many of these big financial companies are apoplectic about what I do, because they recommend the same things to everybody, which is ludicrous. Everybody's situation is different. So I will recommend those funds, and a moderate allocation fund invests money in stocks and bonds, and some of the better ones I could say would probably do okay over the next year, but you just never know. You have to be willing. Risk means you have to be willing to accept some losses. If you absolutely can't do anything with it, go online. You lose any money, I should say. Go online or go to bankrate.com and look for FDIC-insured companies that have high-yield CDs, and you might find something there to get maybe 1%. But it's not easy in this market.
Thanks to Lawrence Miller in Westerville. Thanks for your support of WOSU and 89.7 NPR News. We have just about 9 minutes left in this hour. To show your support, make the call right now, 1-866-897-9678. We're doing this just twice a year now. We've cut back from 3 membership drives to just 2 a year. That's one of the ways we show you that we support, you know, your desire for the unhindered programming that you've come to enjoy so much on 89.7 NPR News. Tell us that that matters to you. One way to do that is give us a call. 1-866-897-9678 and make your pledge of support right now. Thanks to Sandra Johnson in West Liberty. Thanks to you for your support. We have about 9 minutes exactly right now. Plenty of time. It only takes a couple of minutes. Even if you go online to WOSU.org, it only takes a few minutes. And I've sat in and listened, and it only takes a few minutes if you give us a call at 1-866-897-9678. Remember, our pledge levels this hour range from $5 a month to $10 a month to $20 a month when you become a sustaining member. So really, there is something for anyone in any budget. Each of these thank you gifts will help you stay afloat while the economy continues to recover. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. And by the way, you know, I mean, things change. Things are different than they were 3 or 4 years ago.
Yep.
When I was talking to you. And people have told me that they get it every couple years or so. And some people get it every year, get one of your, whether it's the investment planner or,
financial planner,
things change, and so this is not a static operation.
The mutual funds have gone through a major revision now because the situation is different. Interest rates have risen a little bit. The market's higher. Here's something I just saw this. This came in recently. It says Money Smarts is more valuable than the $1,000 plans sold by the giant financial companies. So, the situation now, here's another reason why you have to be very careful of what you hear people say. They're saying now stocks are in record territory, and it's true. A couple of the big indexes have reached, if they've set back, they're very close to their all-time highs. What they don't say is that the last all-time high was in 2008. So if you think this through, rather than people saying, oh, stocks are so overpriced, look at this, they're at an all-time high. If you think it through, if they're at the level they were in 2008, it means stock prices have gone nowhere in 5 years. Historically, stocks rise an average of about 9% a year. So I could argue, and I certainly wouldn't make a big bet on this, but I could argue that if stocks have gone nowhere in 5 years and stocks rise on average about 9% a year, 5 times 9 is 45, let's round it, stocks are about 50, are to get back to average, would have to rise by 50%. again, the reason for this is don't listen to these people. My late friend here at Harvard, John Kenneth Galbraith, once remarked that that economic forecasting makes astrology look legitimate. No one knows the future. Anyone who thinks they do, and this is what people rely on, anybody who thinks they know the future should be sent to for intensive mental health counseling because they're nuts. No one knows the future. And what I'm trying to do with the investment planner and the financial planner is to give you a grounding in what you do so you can approach your financial life with confidence and avoid the mistakes. You know, avoiding mistakes in the first place is a heck of a lot easier than having to spend years making up for dumb decisions that probably were made by someone else on your behalf that ended up being losers. It's a balancing act. And I do hope in the waning moments of this that you'll call $5 a month or at $60, you'll receive a signed copy of my book, Money Smarts, at the $10 level or $120, $10 monthly or $120. You can take your choice of the Money Smarts Financial Planner or the Money Smarts Investment Planner. Your choice. I've described them. You can certainly look and see what they cover on the website, I believe. Is that right, Ann?
Yep.
Okay.
WOSU.org.
But I my guess is the people at Pledge Central are saying the $20 sustainer level, $20 a month, a wonderful show of support to your wonderful community resource, WOSU. You'll receive everything. And if you want to, distribute it to a kid or a parent.
You can split it up. It doesn't all have to go to the same person.
That is correct. And but you need to call right now, 866-897-9678. Call. The wonderful volunteers are at the ready, I'm sure.
Yep. Or go to WOSU.org and check it out there. Either way, just a couple minutes of your time. Jonathan Pond has been here today to talk about personal finance because he knows how difficult getting your finances in order can be, especially after the recent economic downturn. But he is also here because he knows the importance of public radio. Only public broadcasting can offer you the detailed financial advice that Jonathan offers. Call with your pledge of support at 1-866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org. Make a pledge of $5 a month or a one-time gift of $60, and we'll send you the book Money Smarts. Make a pledge of $20 a month as a sustaining member or a one-time gift of $240, and your thank you gift is the combo package, which can be split up among different people. Everything we've been talking about this hour for a pledge of $20 a month. It's a great investment in public radio, and we thank you so deeply, and a great investment in the future of All Sides, and I personally thank you for that. Go online to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Claudia Cruz in Columbus. She just became a sustaining member. It's a wonderful opportunity. It's a way to spread out the payments. It's interest-free just over the course of a year or the course of a lifetime, however you want to work it out. Just give us a call, 1-866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org, and you can customize it any way you want. All Sides with Ann Fisher is here on 89.7 NPR News. Thanks to your support, listeners like you giving what they can to support this programming. And once again, we've cut it down to two membership drives a year. That's because you've enabled us to do that, and we want to pay you back by cutting it back from three to two. Thanks to Sandra Meadows in Westerville, another sustaining member. I'm glad you're listening to that because we think it's such a great opportunity for listeners and who want to support public media but don't have a wad to, you know, throw out, right? But maybe they plan like that monthly. If you're a monthly planner and you divvy up your money that way, sustaining membership is a great way to go. Thanks to Jane Cush in Delaware as well. Thanks for your support. We appreciate everything you do for us, and we appreciate you listening because, Jonathan, we know, I mean, this is the membership drive, and we try to weave in some information, and we like to hear from our listeners and get their questions and comments, but we also are giving them a lot of information about how they can help us help them. So, Jonathan Pond, I want to thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much, Ann, and I particularly thank your listeners for hanging in here, and most particularly those who are members. If you're not yet a member of the family here at WOSU, please give a call right now and join the family.
You know, it's kind of like people who like to work out and exercise. It's hard to think about doing it and going, and then you get there and then you do it, and you always feel better later. You always feel better later, and you always feel better after you show your support for your local public media like WOSU. Once again, thanks to Jane Cush in Delaware and Sandra Meadows in Westerville. Once again, want to tell people that this is our fall membership drive, and the best deal we're offering this hour is $20 a month as a sustainer, because you get everything. You get to support public radio, you get Jonathan Pond's book Money Smarts and the Money Smarts Financial Planner and the Money Smarts Investment Planner. Those items are offered only to public radio listeners just like you. Visit WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678 or go online once again to WOSU.org. For just $10 a month as a sustaining member or a one-time gift of $120, you can pick up the Money Smarts Investment Planner and have Jonathan give you a personalized investment advice. We have just 1 minute left. Make the call right now, 1-866-897-9678. Again, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Once again, number, this is listener supported. WOSU 89.7 and WOSU HD1 Columbus, and streaming on the web at WOSU.org, 89.7 NPR News, your all-day NPR news station, a service of WOSU Public Media. Thanks to everybody for your support today. We appreciate every bit of it. Once again, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. And thanks again for listening, and thanks for all your support throughout the year.